Lessons from the Honeybee. Once we recognize that our thoughts and actions can be tainted by negativity, we must not let this realization go unaddressed. One of nature's finest teachers in this regard is the honeybee. Watch how it extracts nectar from flowers, flying tirelessly from garden to garden, and then landing precisely on the flower of its choice. Along its journey, the honeybee encounters many thorns. Yet, with skill and determination, it avoids them and alights gently on its intended bloom. It knows exactly where to go, positions itself with care, and diligently gathers the nectar. Once its work is complete, it wastes no time in idle wandering. It flies directly back to the hive to deposit its share of honey. Such efficiency is only possible because it remains wholly focused on its task. Here lies a lesson for us: to be diligent, persevering, and unwavering in our pursuit of worthy goals. The Creator has not placed us on earth without purpose. Our mission is to strive for the perfection of our spiritual personality, drawing nourishment from both favorable and unfavorable experiences. Life's path is strewn with distractions. It is only natural to feel tempted at times to turn aside and pay them undue attention. Yet the Creator allows these diversions as a test, to see whether we can remain patient, compassionate, and free from vengeance. When we resist the urge for revenge, we strip negativity of its power. We avoid unpleasant entanglements, rise above petty disputes, and forgive others their mistakes. In doing so, we purify our hearts, strengthen our spiritual personality, and draw closer to paradise. Negative experiences play a vital role in this process. They are not obstacles placed at random, but deliberate tests of our character. Calm, untroubled situations cannot reveal our depth of patience or compassion. Only extraordinary and provocative moments can do so. The true measure is how we respond when provoked, wronged, or misjudged. Faith in the Almighty at every step, rejection of falsehood, steadfastness in fulfilling both civic and religious duties, and restraint in the face of provocation are all signs of a soul that continues to receive spiritual sustenance. In Islam, the ultimate spiritual goal is a state of profound inner peace. The Quran describes it in these words: "A soul at peace," 89:27. This represents the highest stage of spiritual development. Once a person reaches it, they are ready to enter paradise, the eternal and perfect world of the hereafter. The Quran addresses such souls in these moving lines: "O soul at peace, return to your Lord, well-pleased, well-pleasing. Join my servants. Enter my paradise." 89:27-30. The honeybee never loses sight of its mission. It gathers sweetness despite the presence of thorns, and it contributes its share to the greater good. In the same way, we must remain focused on our higher purpose, rising above bitterness, and working steadily towards our spiritual goals. By doing so, we nurture a serene soul, one that is truly ready to return to its Lord. Faith in the Almighty at every step, rejection of falsehood, steadfastness in fulfilling both civic and religious duties, and restraint in the face of provocation are all signs of a soul that continues to receive spiritual sustenance.